Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, 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 podcast number four, June 1st, 2015. Sam Crowley, your host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. As a reminder, I said it on the first show today, okay, three shows ago. If you haven't left a five-star rating for the show on iTunes, please run over there right now. Right now and do it, okay? Why do we want you to do it? We want you to do it because it helps people find the show easier when we have lots of great ratings from champions like yourself. All right? Please, we really appreciate that. Leave a five-star rating. Also, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know topics for the show that you want me to discuss. We'll give you a little Twitter love as well as mention you on the show. If we use your idea, which I'm sure it's a good idea, unless it's not a good one, okay? So we left off in Vancouver, got to L.A. L.A. woke up the next morning, and I had to get to the Riviera Country Club Friday by 11:30 a.m. because my good friend Tish, who's a member of the Santa Monica Rotary, invited me to speak there. So I Ubered, you know, the Uber app, to see how much it would cost to get a car to go drive me from LAX Sheraton to Santa Monica, and it was going to be $60 one way. I'm like, okay. I'm not spending $60 to go 9 miles because in L.A., the beauty of L.A., it takes 45 minutes to go 9 miles. So I said, all right, rental car time. Got on the Priceline app, and I put the GPS, and I saw, because I knew the rental car agencies weren't inside LAX. They all have a shuttle to take you outside LAX. I figured I might be located pretty close to one because my hotel's on the strip there on Century Boulevard where LAX is. And lo and behold, budget rental car was right around the corner. So I walked over just to make sure it was close. It took me about 10 minutes. I went inside budget rental car, inside the office there, sat down, got on Priceline, booked a car because I didn't know if I'd get a better deal with them or not. So I booked a car for $23 for one day and got up out of my chair, walked over to the counter, and gentleman says, oh, come on up, sir. I said, oh, I think I will. He said, you have a reservation? I said, yep, Sam Crowley. He looked it up. Yep, here you are, $23. And with all in, it was $30, you know, tax, whatever they hit you with all that stuff. So I got my rental car keys, and I drove to Santa Monica. Took me, yeah, about 45 minutes to get there. But remember, it was going to be $120 round trip. This was $30 for a rental car, and I had it for 24 hours. And I was going to drive to the beach the next morning. You know, I'm only like 10 minutes from the beach in the morning. Saturday morning at 7 a.m. was when I was going to go. There's no traffic, so it really only did take me 10 minutes. Anyway, drove to Santa Monica, went to the Riviera Country Club. Very, very posh, very fancy. Saw Tish and Skip Tisherman and great people. Big crowd, over 100 people or so. Santa Monica Rotary and good times, man. It's just the Rotary is a service club. They do great things in local communities all around the U.S. here. And it was great to hear all the great things that they're doing in their local community there. Spoke for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, something like that, half hour maybe. Again, shared the message of Baby Susan, one more breath, talked about podcasting because I'm passionate. These were business people, so I wanted to share an inspirational message as well as a practical business lesson they can take with them. We were done about 1:30, gave Tish a big hug, thanked her for the invite. And I drove on back. Boy, the traffic was even worse. 2 o'clock on a Friday, driving 9 miles. I think it took me an hour to get back. Parked at the parking lot near the hotel. And that's about it for Friday. Low key. Oh, and I started proofing my book, the One More Breath book. So I have to read 350 pages or so. So we're going through the proofing process now. Book will be out this month. Stay tuned. So I spent the rest of the day proofing that book, kind of hanging out. Got up Saturday morning, drove to the beach, and just kind of hung out, man. And I talked to you about this for a few minutes. I sat on a milk crate next to a fire pit on the beach, and I just thought about having a conversation with God, you know? And I said, thank you, God, for all the adversity you've given me in my life. Thank you, God, for all the problems that you've placed in my path. I don't want less problems in my life. I really don't, because if that's the case, I'll stop growing, and so will you. Don't ask for less problems. Ask to grow larger than your problems. And I really thank God, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart as I looked over the Pacific Ocean just sitting on a milk crate, and I thought, thank you, God, for all the adversity you've given me, because it's forced me to grow into a completely different person. Had I had it easy or easier, I would not have the skill sets that I have now, the ability to deal with issues that aren't exactly fun to deal with all the time. But at least I have the experience now that if I happen to have these adversities come into my life again that are even remotely similar, I not only know how to deal with them, I know how to thrive, you know. And I was just in such a state of gratitude sitting on that milk crate on the beach. It was about 7:30 in the morning. I didn't want to leave because I was in such a great space. I was present. I was just present with God in the moment. And but I did leave because more important than my conversation with God was the late fee that I was going to get hit with from Budget Rent-A-Car if I didn't get the damn car back in about 30 minutes. So I got back in the car, drove over to Budget Rent-A-Car, filled up along the way, put gas in the car, grabbed a cup of Joe, and returned the car at 9 a.m., and I was good to go. And now I went back to the Sheridan, had to prepare for my presentation for later on that day, Saturday. I only speak on Saturdays because every day is Saturday. But you already know that's not true because I spoke in Vancouver on Thursday. But I was speaking in L.A. at 3:30 at the Sheridan there, same place I was staying, so it was very convenient. And here's a funny story. When I checked into the Sheridan Thursday night when I flew in from Vancouver, they're undergoing, they don't call it renovation, they call it transformation. Ooh. Bottom line, there's walls where there used to like not be walls, and there's renovation, there's fences where there didn't used to be fences. I didn't know how to get into the damn hotel. So I ended up going through the kitchen. Now, I got a rolly bag, my luggage, and I got a briefcase bag that you carry over your shoulder there. I'm like, pardon me, people walking by me with dishes, you know, waiters, waitresses, cooks. Like, hey, how's it going? Good, see you. Hardly anybody spoke English. It was all Spanish-speaking people back there, and they're looking at me like, seriously, like it's about time to call security. And I didn't know how else to get in the hotel. Now, a normal person would have found the main entrance. I just couldn't find it. I was tired. I've been traveling for 2 days. I didn't want to find it. So I just walked through the kitchen and just kept walking through the kitchen until somebody finally said, can I help you, sir? I said, yeah. Where do I check in? Because I'm pretty sure I don't check in next to that garnish on the salmon fillet that's sitting right there. It's like, yeah, let me show you out of the kitchen. Like, yeah, I'd really appreciate that. It's awesome. You guys have a great day now. And the cook looks at me like, what a weirdo. So I got over to registration and found, you know, kind of went way around the Sheridan. So it was cool. But it's weird. Like, woke up Saturday morning, went to Starbucks in the hotel, and I thought, I know for sure that there wasn't a wall there yesterday when I came in. But who knows, man. So anyway, the hotel's undergoing transformation, not renovation. Got fired up for my presentation Saturday, and it was off the hook. Off the flipping hook. Amazing. The crowd was amazing. It was just an electric environment, man. And, you know, it's I never take those venues for granted. I just don't. Because when you come from so far down, and I don't mean just being like stutter. I don't mean, you know, growing up without a lot. I don't mean being a college dropout. I just mean, you know, starting with nothing, no speaking experience whatsoever, to be able to speak 3 days in a row to audiences, capped off by the LA audience, which was just amazing. The energy was off the hook. Left me again Saturday night. Just was an amazing sense of gratitude to be able to do what I do. And it was just nonstop photos and talking and great stuff. I got to sleep at like 1:30 in the morning. Again, that's Pacific time. I got to get my body back on Eastern time now. So really probably 4:30 in the morning is when yours truly was up. And it was just great, man. And just a great event. And then Sunday, before I left, Robert Kiyosaki came in, and we chatted it up, got a photo with him. I said, man, you changed my life. I'm one of your biggest fans, because in 2002, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, And I left the rat race because the wheel started turning. He said, oh, wow, thank you very much, Sam. That's very, very nice to meet you. Very nice of you to say. And it was just good, man, to be standing next to Robert Kiyosaki. I put the photo on Instagram. You can check it out every day of Saturday. It's on my Facebook page, Sam Crowley. And it's the caption, man, dreams do come true. Dreams do come true. I mean, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad in one weekend, and it changed my life. You know why? Because it changed my mindset. You know why? Because it changed how I thought. I don't want to be an employee anymore. I wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to have control. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to have control. And one of the many passages in the book that stood out to me, there was so many great ones, but it was this, and it is that when you're an employee, your boss pays you, the employee pays you, and the government takes their money, and then they give you what's left over. When you're an entrepreneur, you earn your money, and you take the money, and the government gets what's left over. Legally, all legal, okay? Not doing anything illegal, but that's the main shift in my mindset. I was like, you know, I get that. I receive that message. So I told Robert that, and he didn't have a lot of time to chat because he was going on stage soon on Sunday, and I said, hey, man, it's an honor to share the stage with you. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you. That's it. Just thank you. I didn't want to get too weird on him, you know, think I'm some crazy stalker. And that was it. So caught my flight back to Cincinnati last night, which was Sunday, first class again. It was an all-packed flight. And when you're flying first class, man, got over to LAX, went through Sky Priority, got to the gate, boarded first, kept proof in my book on the way home. We're about ready to go with that, get that back to the printer. And that's what I did, man, for 4 hours on the flight. Just dove into the book, made some notes from the weekend, things I got to do, projects I got to get done. And boy, am I fired up. I'm just so excited now. It's a new week. Last week came and went so fast. My baby, oh my God, I came home last night. She was doing amazing. Angela did an amazing job. Shane came through, Pastor Shane, getting my kids all these different places. Just everything worked out beautifully. Just this morning before I started recording these shows, we changed Susan's trach. Literally took the old trach out of her throat and put in a new one. That we got to do that every 2 weeks. So she's doing great this morning, man. We did a trach change already. It's just, life is good. Life is really, really good. It's not without challenges. I didn't say that. You know, I still came home. I got some challenges, of course, in my rental properties and things like that. We just got things that going on, need to be addressed. And there's always challenges. It's the kids last week at school. Of course, there's drama when you got four girls, you know, things that happen. But I don't want less problems, man. I want to be able to grow larger than all of them. And so you should want that as well. That should be your prayer every day. God, don't let problems go away. Help me grow larger than them. God, don't let problems get smaller. Help me grow larger than them. Because it's going to force me to change. And that's what we all want, right? We don't want to die the same person we were. We want to change for the better. And that's my prayer for you today. I hope you enjoyed these podcasts. It's great to be back in the saddle with you today. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.